This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great guest right now, and we love talking to great guests. He is Sal Castaneda on Twitter, at Sal_Castaneda. San Francisco native, Emmy Award-winning anchor reporter, KTVU Fox 2. Also, what is it, the nine on the nine, and he helps you with your traffic. And he said that I could come on the show. Sal, when am I hate to be shameless about this, but when are you going to bring me on TV so I could do the 9 on 9?
Picked on TV, brother. I mean, you know, the thing about it is...
I'm just going to show up, Sal.
We're always looking for someone to talk sports. And you know what? Sports is more and more getting into our news programs. The other day when the Chargers announced the move, and here we are. We're a newsroom. We're not CSN. We're not ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some fellows from Fox Sports in the building, but...
You got a great background.
Yeah, but we're a news... And when that happened... Everybody was talking about it. The NFL still rules large. And now with all this Mark Davis stuff, we have our investigative reporters following him around. And, you know, at the meetings, at the NFL meetings, they're expected to file. He's expected to file for relocation. So we got this. And we're also following the Warriors. They're going to break ground on Chase Center Tuesday. So that means that they're, we're following the latest in that lawsuit, which I think is over. I don't think there's going to be any more legal action. It's already gone through the courts, and it's looking like a done deal.
Forgive me for not mentioning the Sal and Steiny Sports Podcast, which you can check out on iTunes. And again, at Sal_Castaneda on Twitter, you can get all the updates on that. And I hate to continue to be shameless here, Sal, but I will do this for free. Like, I will show up at the 9... At 9, studios, and I will give you whatever sports take that you want for absolutely 0 cents and $0.
You know what? That is the right language, and you'd be great, man. I mean, basically, they'd probably sit you down next to me, and the segments are short, so there is no question that they would throw at you that you couldn't answer, because when it comes to general, when it comes to a news program and they want to have a sports guy on, they're not going to be asking you to break down the 4-3 defense, you know what I mean? They're going to be asking you general questions. They're going to be asking you things like, so Zachariah, what do your listeners think about the Warriors possibly not being here in a few years, that kind of stuff. And you can nail that.
Well, Sal, I got to tell you, and thank you for having me on the 9 on 9. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. I got to tell you, Sal, when it comes to the Warriors moving to San Francisco, as an East Bay guy, as a guy that's lived in Berkeley his entire life, there's a little bit of a disappointment in the fact that they're not going to be in the East Bay, but I totally understand it, because there's two football teams, there's two baseball teams, there's only one basketball team, and that should probably be in San Francisco, where the economy is a lot larger. Back to you, Sal.
Well, you know what? That'd be a great... Yeah, and do you speak in sound bites? That sounded like a sound bite. And people who do television a lot, if you notice, can speak in sound bites, and that way they don't have to be cut off. That was very good. That's very good.
Well, that was my audition. I'm going to send that to...
Listen, I'm going to make this happen. And then that means that we're going to have to make sure that your listeners tune in to check you out. I mean, you're a handsome man. I don't mind saying that. You're good for TV, and I think you'd be great.
We got to cut that up, by the way. Please cut up Sal calling me a handsome man. And again, Sal, free. I will show up and do it for free.
Zero cents.
I don't even need a meal or a coffee. I will come caffeinated and full with food, and I will come give you the best sports takes that you could possibly get on TV.
The only thing that might freak you out is our cameras now are robotic. So they move around by themselves.
That is kind of freaky.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they used to have people.
You know me well, Sal, because that does freak me out. My eyes are like full blown, like I just saw a ghost. I'm already freaked out, and I haven't seen him. All right, let's talk some sports, shall we? Can I do general sports with you?
Sure, absolutely.
Can, Can we talk Cowboys, Green Bay? Because I feel like the entirety of the offseason, as somebody who knows about having to come up with content every single day, which is not very easy, I feel like a large part of the national media is going to be focused on who should be the starting quarterback next year for the Cowboys between Romo and Prescott. While on paper, you go with the youth, I feel like it's going to be an actual legitimate argument. Do you get that feeling?
Zach, until they put Romo in and he starts playing horribly again, I mean, don't you think he's had enough of a chance? I mean, that's just my opinion. But I think you're absolutely right. There's always a quarterback controversy. Now, I want to ask you this. How deep in the playoffs would the Cowboys have needed to go before Dak Prescott wouldn't get this quarterback controversy nonsense? What if they would have gotten, let's say, to the Super Bowl, but they lost it? Do you think that there'd be a quarterback controversy? I mean, they got to the playoffs, and remember, last year they were 4-12, and they found this young kid, Dak Prescott, and, you know, in my mind, you just got to stick with that guy. I mean, has Tony Romo ever really shown you, you know, maybe I'm being a little hard, but I mean, I think you have to stick with Prescott. That's just my opinion. I'm sure people will disagree.
Yeah, if it was anybody other than Jerry Jones, Sal, I would totally agree with you. But Jerry Jones is the ultimate wild card, where I wouldn't have been surprised if they had went to Tony Romo at halftime.
Right.
So I think it did. Here's what I wish, and you're more old school than me. I'm a lot closer to you than probably people think, but you're probably a little bit more old school than me. You know what I wish? I wish that we didn't have the media, the social media, the constant coverage to where Tony Romo could end his career one or two more years with Dak as the backup, and then he takes over. But you know that's not going to happen. They're going to have to choose between the two.
Well, I mean, I also see that, you know, there are going to be a lot of people who don't want to put everything in the hands of a guy who's a rookie. And there's a small part of me that says that if Romo is actually playing well, he has a lot more experience. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that guy doesn't seem to get freaked out by anything. That's because he's Aaron Rodgers. But not only is he really good, he's also had a lot of experience. So now Dak Prescott has had some playoff experience. One of the things that I really, you know, makes me a little angry is that, you know, Derek Carr didn't get any playoff experience. Even if they would have, you know, if the Raiders would have gotten into the playoffs and not, you know, not gone far, he would have gotten, you know, at least one playoff game, because you know that playoff games are different, and I'm still a little bit upset about that.
Sal Castaneda, famous from everything that I've gathered, and I'm not even saying this as a joke. From every famous person that I know doing sports broadcasting or any kind of broadcasting, they all say Sal is more famous and more recognized than he is. KTVU, Fox 2, The 9 at 9, the Sal and Steiny Sports Podcast on Twitter, @Sal_Castaneda joins me. Zachariah here, Solo Dolo on 95.7 The Game. Let's talk some Bay Area sports. We did the national. I know you can do it all, Sal, but let's talk about the Raider spot and exactly what you thought about what they've done and what they need to do in the offseason. Latavius Murray would be the only free agent that I would put really high up there in terms of asking your opinion on whether or not they should bring him back. Obviously, the amount of money is going to matter. And then also the coordinator spot, where Del Norton Jr. kept his job and Musgrave did not, when I think a lot of people thought it was going to be the opposite.
Well, you know, I also like Bill Musgrave a lot. I mean, I watched him play, you know, because I'm an old guy. I watched him play. He was an okay quarterback, but he does understand the system. He was snatched up by Denver, and he's going to be their quarterback's coach. But, you know, I actually think that the defense needs more work. I'm not here to come on and say, hey, you got to fire this guy. But if it were up to me, I think I would have started looking defense first. That's just me, because defense, you know, kept letting these other guys into the game. As you know, Zachariah, the defense was a question. Now, it got a lot better from the beginning of the year and certainly from last year. But, you know, and Ken Norton, the thing is, Ken Norton Jr. was an outstanding defensive player. Sometimes players don't translate into good coaches. I mean, look at Bill Musgrave. Bill Musgrave was just an okay quarterback, but he was a great, in my opinion, a great coach, and that's the way it happened. So sometimes I think people, you know, they take into account what a great player defensively the guy, or, you know, wherever they played, and that doesn't always translate into coaching. I mean, you know, the 49ers know that for sure.
How much time do you have?
I have a little time.
Okay, because I'm going to take you all the way to 25 if you're okay with that.
Okay, that's radio talk, right?
Well, no, I mean, because otherwise I'm going to...
Dude, I missed being on the radio. You can talk clock with me any single time.
Well, the listeners don't know what that is, but I just want to make sure that I get the right questions in. Like, if you have to go, then I'll figure out the best ones. Otherwise, I'm just going
to
roll with you.
I do have to be on the air tomorrow, but after this call, I can just hit the sack. Okay. I'm on the air tomorrow at 4 o'clock on KTVU.
All right, so we're good to go. We're going to take Sal Castaneda, the fantastic, most famous broadcaster in the Bay Area, Sal Castaneda, all the way until 6:30 here, 95.7 The Game, Zachariah. When you look at what you've seen from the Niners and part of me wants to be encouraged by the fact that they've taken their time and the head coaching spot, obviously, with McDaniels and Shanahan, that they're waiting on people that are currently doing another job. So I'm okay with the coaching spot. But the GM spot, I would like, and I didn't like what I heard from York and saying, well, the coach could hire the GM, the GM could hire the, like, no, you need to know that. And they should have the GM, even if one of the two, like, the GM can pick between Shanahan and it just missed me again.
You know, Zach, let me interrupt you here.
Go ahead.
What the 49ers need is a guy who is a president, who is a football man. Remember Carmen Policy? And also, you know, John McVay. These are names, when the 49ers were doing well, they had football guys in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself how important the front office is. Now, I happen to know Sean McVay, who I... Best, and this is going to make me feel really old. I met the kid in high school because his dad was my boss. His dad ran KTVU, the general manager, which means he's basically the guy who, the big boss. Right?
He was the in-between, right? He was the in-between every time, Bill Walsh quit. He was the in-between between him and Eddie DeBartolo.
Yeah, so, I mean, this family is a football family. And I think, you know, the 49ers, and now I understand why the 49ers may not have wanted to bring in 30-year-old Sean McVay as first head coaching gig, because if things went south, then they'd, face a lot of criticism. And he's a young guy, and I think the 49ers are under pressure to bring in a guy who's got a little more experience. But, man, I was disappointed when they didn't hire the kid, because I know the family, I know the guy, I know his work ethic. And, you know, hey, Jed doesn't know him from anything, and Jed, you know, probably thinks, I got to go with someone more experienced. But I was very disappointed just because I've known the family. You know how it is when you know somebody, you know how they think.
Yeah.
They work hard, and you know, you can't really explain that to someone who doesn't know a family like I know them.
Yeah, I mean, look, McDaniels was the other guy that was trying to figure out when I was trying to bring it up. But my whole point is the coaching search is not the thing that disturbs me. It's the GM aspect of it. And the McVay thing, I've been talking about that for so long because I watched this extensive piece. I believe it was on CSN talking about how John McVay, his father, was the guy that was the in-between because I like it when people don't get along. Here's the kicker, and I'm sure you know this being in media – oftentimes, talented people have conflicts with other people. I'm okay with that. What you need to be is the person in between, making sure that you keep the peace as long as you can as the talented people in their fields get the job done. So ultimately, how do you see this playing out? Because they're waiting on the coaching to be done, for their seasons to be done. That could be as long as the Super Bowl if the Falcons play the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But how do you see this playing out between the GM and the coaching search?
Well, I really hope that they hire the GM first because of what you said. I don't think that the head coach should be hiring the GM, you know, unless you're going to reincarnate Bill Walsh, and then, you know, he could be the GM and the coach. There used to be a time when GMs could be coaches. I think that the game has moved on beyond that point. I think the talent search now is a full-time job and then some. These guys spend hours watching tape and having their lieutenants go out and watch kids all over the country. So the days of having, a Bill Walsh or someone like that be the coach and the GM are gone. And I think that the GM should be a position that just answers to the president. And I wish the 49ers, just growing up, I wish they would get a real football man in that front office. And nothing against Parag or any of these other guys, but, you know, a guy who knows
Guido.
The game.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be diplomatic here. I'm sure these gentlemen are all very nice. But we need a guy, we need a guy in that front office. And here I am. I caught myself. I've never played football in my life. So the 49ers, need a guy in that front office who's a real legitimate football man president.
I've got to be as professional as possible on the radio, but I would like to set up phone conversations with you outside of the radio station because I would love to pick your brain on a ton of stuff. Let's move on to the Warriors MLK game against the Cavs tomorrow. Should the Cavs win, it'll be five straight. Three of those will be in Golden State. Two of those will have been with the title on the line, the breakdown on Christmas against the Cavs, and then it would be in Roracle at home. Is this a big game for you, and how much does Kyle Korver coming in? The top eight teams in three-point percentage are the top eight teams in winning percentage currently right now in the NBA. How big was the Kyle Korver pickup, and how much stock are you putting in tomorrow's game?
Well, Kyle Korver is a guy that I can see LeBron, upping his assist to. You know that. I mean, he's on the court now, and LeBron is just going to be another person for him to pass the ball to. But look, regular season is regular season. That's why I was so upset last year when they were, it seemed as if they were kind of spinning their wheels going for 73. And I'm happy that that's not the case. And if they should lose, and if it's not the end of the world, they're not going for any sort of record. At least I hope they're not. And these guys, let me ask you this. Let's just say that, you know how Clay was sick last week in the last few days. If Clay was sick tomorrow, I would expect them to sit him down. I mean, what is important here? Regular season, as we found out, hey, you know what? There are people walking around with 73 wins hats on. That's just not satisfying. I mean, the only thing that is satisfying ultimately is to win at the end. I want to see them win, and I think that the Cavs have certainly gotten into the Warriors' heads a little bit. But it's whatever happens tomorrow, it's going to be a good game. It's not going to be really any different from another regular season game. At least it shouldn't be in my mind.
Sal Castaneda. At Sal_Castaneda, San Francisco native, Emmy Award-winning anchor reporter, KTVU Channel 2, the 9 at 9, which I should be gracing here soon. Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, good enough to join me. Let's talk about the passing and the style of play, Sal. They have tallied a league-best 27th game with 30 or more assists. No other team has more than 8. Do you have any worry about not having a back-to-the-basket player that can score, or are they so damn good it doesn't matter?
Well, they're good, but then again, there's always the game, Zach, when their outside game isn't working and they have to develop ways to get into the basket. I have no problem with it. The only criticism I've ever heard about this, and Steinmetz and I talk about this all the time, and we're in agreement that, play the game, try not to be the Harlem Globetrotters. Love the Globetrotters, but, don't pass it and don't do these behind-the-back no look things
too much, right?
Too much,
yeah.
Because then you're turning the ball over. Now I heard Steve Kerr say that, look, I'm not going to stop the way Steph plays. This is Steph. When he is feeling it, I'm going to let him be Steph, and that includes no look behind the back kind of passing, and they move the ball around a lot. And that's just my opinion. Obviously, Steve Kerr's the man, and I see that side of it too. But it's very frustrating to watch a game when the Warriors turn the ball over, and then you start looking at the points off of turnovers from the other team. And lots of times, in the fourth quarter, as we've all seen, I guess in the last week, they let these teams back in. And in that Cavs game last time on Christmas Day, they let them back in with some poor shooting and turnovers. So they have to clean that up. Now, do I want to stop Steph from being Steph? No. And that's why I'm not a coach. I don't know how to handle that. I mean, I would say, hey, keep it down. But what am I going to say to Steph freaking Curry?
I mean, nothing.
Yeah. Really? Right.
No, I mean, he can shoot from wherever he wants. He can do whatever the hell he wants. And it is a fine line, though, between watching them and going, God, are they amazing, and also being frustrating when they're getting a little bit too cute. From the text line, from the 510, we have, hey, my name is Nick Castaneda. Are we related? Are you related to a Nick Castaneda? Wouldn't you know if you were related to Sal or not?
There are a lot of Castanedas out there, yeah. Including the famous author. But I don't know, Nick.
Kick rocks, Nick.
Could be a distant relative.
No, Nick can kick rocks. He would know if he was related to you or not. Let's talk about Draymond Green here, because I haven't spoken to you since the whole thing happened on the sideline where he blew up kind of at Kevin Durant. And a lot of people have came out and said that Draymond was correct in what he was talking about, but maybe the location and the timing was not the best. I now have heard since then that Draymond was very critical in getting KD to Golden State. So it made me kind of back off of my stance. I do think it probably should be happening behind closed doors, but what did you ultimately see from that? And is that good or bad for a team on their way trying to make three straight championships?
Well, you know, the thing about Draymond is you live and die with that guy. He has a lot of passion. And again, it's just like the Steph Curry thing. Are you going to tell Draymond to curtail his passing? You might suggest to him that you can have those conversations in the locker room. That's the only suggestion that I would make to him, but I wouldn't want him not to be Draymond, because Draymond is Draymond for a reason. He's super passionate. I think he's the engine of the Warriors. And I also think that KD, he's close, he's tight from all I've seen. He's tight with Draymond, and your buddies, my buddies, your buddies, and they can talk to you a certain way. Now, if it would have been maybe someone else, who wasn't tight, but that's the core of the team, and they talk to each other the way they do. I compare it to being in the newsroom back, especially when I started, when there's a big breaker coming in and everyone's yelling, and then there would be expletives, get the blah 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 chopper up, and people are yelling, right? And the very next day, the very next hour, no one remembers it, because that's just, part of it. And the reason that Draymond was upset is because he wants to win. And, there are a lot of high pressure workplaces are just like that, except that we get to see it, right? You don't get to see when we're yelling about, something in the newsroom and everyone's yelling. No one
as long as the mic is off,
no
Sal.
One takes it for, well, not on the air,
yeah,
but in the newsroom. No one takes it personally. Everyone knows that we'll be having beers the very same night after the shift. And it's just one of those things. I really think that these guys are professionals and they just blow it off. I don't really think that these guys are, drama. I'm sure they've already gone out and, hung out. I just didn't see a big of a deal about it. I mean, some people who watch think I wouldn't want to be showing up like that, but, you're not an NBA player, and, they're going for it all, and there are going to be some passionate moments, and that was just one of them.
Rapid fire here, if you're willing. I could either ask you three rapid fire questions or just one question where you can answer as long as you want.
Oh, well, you choose, my friend.
I like rapid fire.
Okay.
Your thoughts on the Warriors leaving Oakland, going to San Francisco. Do you think that's absolutely a done deal, and how much of a blow would that be to the East Bay?
I think it might be a mistake. I don't know if you're going to be able to replicate that crowd that they have at Oracle, where these fans have been there even during the bad years. So I'm not hoping for it to be a mistake, but it could be a mistake.
Total random question here on the Rooney Rule. It seems like we're going to have the most amount of African-American head coaches going into this year. A lot of people have made fun of that rule, but it seems like it's actually taking some sort of stance here where it's actually being effective.
Well, listen, I don't know if they needed to do it. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But, a lot of these coaches who are African-Americans have showed me something. They're good coaches, and, I don't actually really care what color they are as long as they can coach. But, yeah, I'm in favor of more diversity in the coaching, because look at the field. You want guys who are coaches who mirror the players on the field.
Yeah, I think we're finally getting past that. And obviously Al Davis being the first person to hire a Latin American head coach, and Tom Flores, who won two Super Bowls, should be in the Hall of Fame. That's neither here nor there.
I love Tom Flores.
He's great. Lastly here, I know you're a huge baseball fan. Your thoughts on the offseason moves for both the Giants and the A's?
Well, there was nothing. You knew that they were going to keep Sonny Gray. That kid, I really like him. I hope he can return to the pitcher that he was. I think that maybe I'm hoping that last year was just an aberration with Gray, that he's going to feel better. It may have been a mental thing. I hope so. Mental is a big part of pitching. The Giants, the Giants have a new pitcher as well, they've shored up their pitching. Spring training is coming up. I've already decided I'm going to go down there, so maybe
nice.
We should talk off the air. But I really think that the both teams are doing exactly what I thought they'd do, and now the A's. you know, without the revenue sharing, I think it's going to be a little different. I think they're going to, you're going to see a little bit of different mode from the A's. I mean, the A's were in conversation with for some pretty serious players. It didn't work out, but I'm hoping. And also, now that the A's are you know, saying that they want to stay in Oakland, I mean, that's like a big, you know, because yeah. when you have a team that wants to leave, and I know you're supposed to think about what's going on in the field, but, you know, when I see the Raiders now, there's a little part of me that feels bad because, it you know, Oakland Raiders could be just a few more years now, and the A's have said that they're going to stay, and that's a huge weight, I think, for us in the Bay Area who don't want to see any of the teams leave.
At @Sal_Castaneda, San Francisco native, Emmy Award-winning anchor reporter, KTVU, Fox 2, Channel 2. Check out the 9 at 9. Also, the co-host of the Sal and Steiny Sports Podcast, Sal Castaneda. I appreciate the time, Sal, and I'm serious about this, man. I will show up in like a tent, and I will just hang out there until you show up, and then I'll walk on, and I will do the show for free. Even if I'm terrible and I'm never asked back, I'm okay with that, Sal.
Dude,
just let me do one show for free. No money involved.
You're in. You're in.
All right,
brother.
I'm going to text you. Thank you, Sal. I am so shameless with my plugs for wanting to get on TV.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.